Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A deal on funding border security is reportedly near. We've got the story.
Wichita City Council will discuss adding features to the new baseball stadium. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Plea negotiations stall for a Sedgwick County commissioner. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The Wichita School Board is asking for the authority to raise local tax rates.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A quiet start to the morning for us with a gradual warm-up this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Congressional negotiators are near a deal on border security that could avoid another government shutdown.
Fox News has learned the $1.3 billion can be used only for new wall construction that will cover approximately 55 miles of border territory in the Rio Grande Valley. But the president's been asking for nearly $6 billion for the wall. Full details of the deal are expected to be released Wednesday. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss adding some special features to the new baseball stadium. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're building a tunnel for the visiting team, a tunnel for the home team, and then we added a tunnel just for those with disabilities so that they can get down to the field level.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The Wichita Board of Education has voted to request the State Board of Education for the authority to raise local tax rates.
Board members voted 6-1 in favor of the request. The idea was first brought up by the district's chief financial officer, Susan Willis, during a budget presentation. Willis said the higher tax rate could be used to cover payroll and other fixed costs in case the state legislature fails to provide additional state funding. Board member Mike Rohde says it's an option to help avoid cutting the budget.
We're one of the few governing bodies that don't set our own budget like the city and the county. We get told what we're going to be spending, and this is the only part that we get to have an option on as far as income.
The board had to move quickly to vote on the measure in order to beat an April 1st deadline. If the state approves the request, the board would have the flexibility to raise the tax rate if it's necessary. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A federal judge is refusing to again delay the trial of Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell after plea negotiations broke down.
U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren on Monday noted O'Donnell's trial has already been postponed four times. The government has accused O'Donnell of fraudulently obtaining $10,500 from his campaign accounts for personal use. The indictment charges him with 23 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of money laundering. A 5-day trial is set to begin February 25th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man wanted for attempted homicide in Sedgwick County has been arrested in Riley County. The Riley County Police Department says officers responded to a residence in Manhattan Monday, where they arrested 25-year-old Jeffrey Vermont Porter of Wellesley in connection with a shooting in Wichita. Shooting happened in the 2400 block of South Glendale, February 6th. A 21-year-old man was shot and hospitalized in serious condition. Porter was wanted on a $250,000 Sedgwick County warrant for attempted homicide and a Harvey County warrant for probation violation.
She worked in a Missouri jail as a nurse. Now she could be headed there after her husband was found dead.
She fell for a convicted killer, and police say Amy Murray poisoned Josh Murray in December, then set fire to their house to cover it up. Murray had told Miller County Sheriff's deputies she took the couple's 11-year-old son to McDonald's, returning to find their house on fire and they couldn't get back in. But her story fell apart when detectives found a Mickey D's sandwich on the kitchen counter. And prosecutors say they have a recorded jailhouse conversation between Murray and inmate Eugene Claypool, where she says they can get married because her husband was out of the picture. Claypool isn't charged in the case. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Could the Kansas Jayhawks find a way to get a road win last night? We'll have highlights, hear from Coach Self coming up in sports.
Lyon County, Kansas officials investigating a fire that killed a man in Neosho Rapids. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Lyon County, Kansas officials investigating a fire that killed a man in Neosho Rapids. Sheriff's Department says 55-year-old Daniel Lambeth died in a house fire. His body was found inside the home after fire crews arrived at about 5 p.m. Sunday. The official cause of death will not be released until autopsy results are final. Cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Authorities in Arizona are backing their use of force.
The Glendale, Arizona Police Department is supporting officers who tasered a man during a routine traffic stop.
Wow, man, what the f*** is wrong with you?
Police body cam video from the encounter 2 years ago shows Johnny Wheatcroft, still in his seatbelt, shocked 11 times in front of his wife and two kids. Cops say Whitaker failed to obey their commands when they asked for his ID. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault on an officer, but eventually had the charges dropped. Whitaker is now filing a federal lawsuit. His lawyer says he did nothing to provoke this. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Houston cops make an unusual discovery, a tiger in an abandoned garage.
Not only was there a tiger in the garage, but the cops say they were tipped off by a guy who went into it to smoke a joint. And that tipster telling them that he thought he was hallucinating when he first saw the tiger. Police say the female tiger was in a tiny cage. She was tranquilized and then taken to an animal shelter for treatment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Oklahoma lawmakers are considering legislation to regulate the flying of drones over rural private properties. The legislative measure would forbid the flying of unmanned aircraft unless the pilot is employed by the state or federal government, law enforcement, utility, oil and gas companies, or as part of a commercial operation authorized by the Federal Aviation Administration. KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we have a traffic accident now. This is near Kellogg and Rock Road. It's actually eastbound Kellogg Drive, so the frontage road there. Eastbound at Rock Road. At Kellogg, we got a traffic accident. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, a little bit nicer this morning than it has been some mornings. What's going on?
Yeah, still a little bit chilly out there, but yeah, we've definitely got a better day ahead, and I might as well say better days ahead, because we've got a warming trend that's going to kick into gear starting today. Mostly sunny skies for your Tuesday. Winds have picked up, though. Right now, they're out of the north at about 9 miles per hour, but they'll be out of the northwest at 10 to 20 as we go through the day, gusting occasionally, and then partly cloudy skies tonight after seeing a high of 49, definitely a little bit warmer. And then after we see a low of 29 tonight, we've got a warmer day ahead for our Wednesday. High of 58. Winds still going to be gusty, but mainly out of the southwest at 10 to 25. That's what's going to help us get those warmer temperatures back into south central Kansas. And even though skies are going to be partly cloudy, we'll see clouds on the increase as we go into Wednesday night, Thursday. That's going to be just ahead of our next system that may bring us some wintry weather and colder temperatures by the time we get into Friday. Right now, though, 31 degrees. Sky still in the process of clearing, but we've actually got some fair skies going on out there. Northwest wind at 9, visibility's at 10 miles, so we don't have to worry about any fog, mist, drizzle this morning, none of that. Wind chill of 23, just a little bit chilly out there as we get the day started.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to trying to get out and run today. I haven't run for days and days. I've had a terrible February, and maybe the weather will straighten up and I can get out. Ronnell?
Yeah, you'll get at least a few days in.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. It's, of course, the KSN Storm Trackers Reforecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. All right, Valentine's Day, 2 days away. What are the most online searched for items in each state? Tanya J. Powers is with us this morning. Good morning. Nice to have you with us from Fox News Radio, of course. Yeah. And so what are some of the couple of the strange ones, and then give us the Kansas most online searched. Go ahead.
Let me see. Well, you know, you've got kind of the normal quote-unquote ones. There's, you know, e-cards and... you know, chocolate shops, Washington State, Googling chocolate shops. Mm-hmm. And you have edible arrangements here in New York City. Lindt chocolate, also Ben & Jerry's are big in the area up here. I think Vermont did Ben & Jerry's, which makes a lot of sense. Then you have like Russell Stover, that's in Colorado. lobster recipes are what's Googled in Alaska. That's one of theirs. Quotes about love and things like that are also big in Mississippi as well as New Jersey. They're Googling those as well. Then you have some, like I said, there's the food ones. I think Virginia does melting pot. Golden Corral prices are North Carolina's thing. And then you have, like I said, you have the more kind of off-the-beaten-path ones. Apparently people are looking for love in Idaho and Wyoming because they're Googling Bumble and Tinder. You've also got the ones from Illinois and Louisiana, which are apparently Googling Hooters, Valentine's Day-related searches.
Obviously interested in food then, sure.
Yeah. Okay. You can take that any way you want.
Right.
Texas apparently is Googling dirty Valentine's poems.
Oh, no.
I think Wisconsin is along that same line, too. The health-related ones come from Arizona and Tennessee, which are venereal disease.
Yikes.
You have this weird kind of outlier in Maine, which they're Googling The Bachelor.
Okay, but what about Kansas? You got something for Kansas? What are we Googling?
Yeah, I think y'all are standing out in a crowd there with something kind of somber. Broken heart syndrome.
Oh, yeah, I Google that all the time. So
that is apparently the Google Valentine's Day-related search that is coming up the most in Kansas. Well, so I wish I had better news for you.
That's all right. Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, and I suppose... what the most Valentine's Day searches that you got. We type in and search. I'm going to imagine with...
Broken heart syndrome.
Yeah, imagine when you get into this sort of a holiday, you could stumble into something. I'll just put it that way.
I thought Kansas would be on the portion of that list with food, like the people that were Googling places to eat and such. That was my guess.
That would make sense.
I would think some good romantic quotes would be good.
Like Texas? Yeah. Oh, no.
That I could... go to my wife, and she would think I was just brilliant.
Yeah, but she would see right through that.
Yeah.
She would know this is baloney.
Yeah. Yeah. Like your teeth are like stars. They come out at night, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Things, yeah.
Things that
well,
can really.
That's a classic.
Things that can really endear you to your loved one.
Like to see who that line would work on. Hey, maybe a dentist's beloved.
Or have you lost weight? That's going to help, right? I don't think so. Okay, today is... Tuesday, February 12th, 2019, and on this date in 1999, you'll remember, the Senate voted to acquit President Bill Clinton of perjury and obstruction of justice. Ooh, those were some interesting times in
national politics.
Why does
that seem like that was longer than 20 years ago? It seems like that was a long, long time ago, doesn't it?
Well,
a lot has happened in the last 20 years.
Yep. A cloudy, drizzly Monday across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 43 degrees. Normal high 47, and Wichita recorded 0.7 inches of precipitation yesterday. In other words, under 0.1 inch.
Yeah, it just kind of spit.
Not
all
much
day.
There, and it really didn't rain. It just kind of like it moisted all day.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1899, Wichita set an all-time record low of 22 below zero.
Oh, my gosh.
As an historic Arctic outbreak continued to grip the Great Plains. The high was 8 degrees to produce a daily average of 7 below.
Now, that's nasty.
That is some nasty stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Barbie, the Barbie doll, now comes in a wheelchair and has a prosthetic leg. Mattel, which makes the popular doll, has introduced the newest member of the Barbie Fashionista lineup. Fashionista. Which features dolls.
Emergency room Barbie?
Features dolls with disabilities as well as different skin tones, hair textures, and body types. Mattel made waves in 2016 when it first released a new Barbie lineup in 4 sizes, original, plus tall, curvy, and petite.
Okay.
It was a tall. I thought the original was pretty tall and pretty curvy. Oh, well. For the new Barbie, the designers worked with wheelchair experts and the UCLA Mattel Children's
Hospital.
The
original Barbie was curvy in only one area. I think the new definition of curvy would be all parts of the body.
All parts being a little full-figured.
Yes,
I think
original dimension was.
I understand that. Now, of course, there was a time when Barbie became politically incorrect because girls could look at that and say and get an unreasonable look at what they might wind up turning out to be, and I understand that completely. But
Mattel has changed with the
times. They've
tried to
stay up with things. My granddaughters have played with Barbie dolls, and of course, I don't know. I don't That's all I know about it.
That's it?
I'm getting to the end of my Barbie knowledge.
Okay, well, yeah. It's a short pier for me as well.
What happened to old Ken? But she had a boyfriend, Ken doll or something. Whatever happened to him?
I think Ken's still around.
Is he still around?
I think so.
Hmm.
Doing his dutiful,
you have the little,
you know,
pink cars,
presents,
and houses, you
following Barbie around and doing whatever she tells him to
I'll
do.
Tell you the one that's I'll tell you a racket, okay? Okay? And that's that Build-A-Bear thing. I hope I don't get into trouble for mentioning.
Oh.
You know about this?
Barely, but I'm aware.
Oh, barely?
Of...
Yeah. It's a good way to get you in for a $30 toy that winds up costing you $7,000.
Exactly. Yeah, they know what to do.
With all the accessories in there. And, of course, if you're the grandparent, okay. Of course, I'm the different kind of grandparent. I said, nope. You get the bear. That's it.
This is it.
Have fun. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time here on a Tuesday morning. And Ted is talking about basketball today, right, Ted?
Yep, 14th-ranked Kansas on the road last night at TCU. KU has had some road struggles. There were some struggles at times last night, but Jayhawks found a way. This game would go overtime against TCU, a team that had not lost a conference game at home yet. You heard the game last night. It was on KFH.
Diedrich skips to Quinton, out to Devon. Nobody wants to shoot it. Ochai will, and Ochai will hit. Three Hawks passed up on a shot, but Abaji says, I got this.
And the Jayhawks would get enough clutch shots to hold on.
Free throw misses, rebound TCU. A turn, miss a banker, and that's going to do it. You can rock, chalk it up. The Jayhawks win in overtime, 82-77.
Big win for the Jayhawks. K.J. Lawson hit two huge buckets at the end of regulation to get it to overtime. Freshman Ochai Abaji, you heard his bucket there. He had 20 points, 11 rebounds. Another freshman, Devon Dodson, a career-high 25 points. He also had 10 rebounds as the Jayhawks got a 5-point win in Fort Worth last night. After the game, comments from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
I mean, that's as bad as you can play there for about 3 minutes. I mean, just awful. And miss every free throw, miss every opportunity, and turn it over, and, I mean, not get back off a missed free throw. I mean, unbelievable. And then we screwed it up, and then we really did a great job to basically, you know, unscrew the game, to be honest with you.
Yep, unscrew the game.
Yeah. KU has won 13 straight ESPN Big Monday games.
Wow. Had
another one last night. Kansas all alone in second place in the Big 12, just a game behind the first place team, Kansas State.
I'd say viewers got their money's worth on that
sure
one.
Sure did.
Yeah.
They'll talk about it tonight on the weekly KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. 6 o'clock tonight, that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Speaking of KU and K-State, the Wildcats are in action tonight. 18th-ranked Kansas State on the road at Texas. That will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. Kansas State has won 8 straight conference games. They are a 3.5-point underdog on the road tonight at Texas. You heard me mention K-State is ranked 18th. They are back in the top 20 after slipping out for about a month and a half. KU is ranked 14th in the polls this week. Kansas State checking in at 18th. Some NFL news for you. Former Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton has been hired as a senior assistant, hooking on with the Atlanta Falcons. Former Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt, embroiled in a domestic violence incident, released immediately by the Chiefs after that video came out. He has now been signed by the Cleveland Browns. He is still on the NFL exempt list, so still not eligible to play yet. But he has been signed by the Browns by former Chiefs general manager John Dorsey.
Once he understands his situation, he is now working towards being a better man moving forward. By no means, from an organizational standpoint, is this a guarantee of anything. As we all know, trust has to be earned, and that has to be earned with the Cleveland Browns organization and the community of Cleveland moving forward. So this will be a day-to-day thing in terms of earning trust.
All right, Kareem Hunt now under contract with the Browns. The JUCO men's basketball last night, Butler Community College on the road at Independence. The Grizzlies fall 75-68. Dennis Higgins had the call last night over on KFH as Grizzlies fall to 14-12 on the season. And we do have home hockey tonight, downtown Wichita. Wichita Thunder hosting the Tulsa Oilers, 7:05 tonight, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. It is college night. College students can get into the Thunder game tonight. Show your ID, get in for $5. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Hey, 722 now, Steve and Ted. What?
My nephew Logan yesterday told me that he was very proud that he enjoyed some Prairie Fire Coffee yesterday, and he wanted to point that out to me.
How old is Logan?
He's a sophomore at Capen.
That's a Prairie Fire, huh?
he was very pleased that he was able to support one of our sponsors.
Well, good for him. 723 now. Razor wire on a border wall. Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.